This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. One of the most astonishing realizations about the extreme corporate censorship that's taking place today. And by the way, in case you're not familiar with how far it's gone, you know, Facebook has now announced that not only are they completely banning the channels of certain individuals, Paul Joseph Watson, Milo Yiannopoulos, Laura Loomer, Louis Farrakhan, etc., but they've also banned anyone to even post a link to the websites of those individuals or even post a photo. Although Facebook now encourages you that if you denounce those individuals, you can post their photo. So what you can say is you can say that, you know, Louis Farrakhan is a horrible, mean person. They will allow that post, but they won't allow any post that says, oh, here, Louis Farrakhan says something interesting. You should check this out. In other words, Facebook has now declared that you must hate people in order to be able to talk about them. So the same Facebook that says they've banned people for hate speech is now requiring hate speech when you talk about certain people that they want you to hate. This is how bad it has become. But that's not even what this podcast is about. And by the way, thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams here, Health Ranger, publisher of naturalnews.com, one of the most censored websites and censored voices in the world today. I'm a fill-in host for Alex Jones from time to time. I run my own food forensics show that's launching soon. I run a science lab, you know, and I publish hundreds of websites. I talk about the dangers of vaccines and pharmaceuticals. So, of course, I'm one of the most banned voices in the world today. But what's astonishing to me and what this is really about is that there is not a single voice on the left. There's no Democrat. There is no liberal. There's no progressive that has said that this censorship is wrong. Perhaps one exception to that is Glenn Greenwald. Glenn Greenwald is a liberal gay journalist. He was the one who covered the Edward Snowden revelations. And Glenn Greenwald, actually, I'm an admirer of him and his work. Of course, I don't agree with his politics, and he's been a Trump basher, but he Greenwald's criticism is always rooted in some kind of reasoning. Glenn Greenwald does not fabricate lies. He doesn't fake false sources. Glenn Greenwald is not a media hoaxer like everybody at CNN, everybody at the New York Times and the Washington Post. They are jokes compared to Glenn Greenwald. And I would gladly interview Glenn Greenwald or share a stage with Greenwald or happily debate him rationally on any position with which he and I disagreed, because he's a good person and he has ethics and he has morals, even though he's reached some different conclusions, which is fine. But the average leftist today, or I should say mainstream leftist today, virtually every Democrat that you can think of that's a lawmaker or an influencer or a so-called journalist, they are dishonest, they are deceptive, they are liars, they do not operate in good faith, and they advocate and celebrate this censorship of conservative voices. And the reason this is so astonishing, I mean, even the ACLU will not speak out against this censorship. But imagine if the tables were turned. Imagine. Let's play a thought experiment game here. Imagine if Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter were all owned by, let's say, hardcore Christian conservatives. And what if they decided that gays, lesbians, transgenders, all the LGBT people were, let's say, harmful to society, and that children should be protected from the messages put out by the LGBT groups, some of whom advocate for pedophilia? So imagine if all the tech giants announced that no conversations are like, all gay people, if they said that all gay people had to be banned and deplatformed, and they announced the names of all the gays and lesbians and LGBT activists and said, you are not allowed on these platforms, and people can only even talk about you if they hate you and if they say that you are despicable. If that happened, can you imagine the outcry? Can you imagine the claims of dehumanizing people and attacks on gays and the violations of human rights and the silencing of speech and the attacks on human dignity. But when it's conservatives and Christians that are censored, the left is silent. Even gays are silent, except for Glenn Greenwald. Even the LGBT community is silent. Left-wing lawmakers are silent. Even the Republican establishment is silent, by the way, because, well, they haven't been silenced. And they say, well, Alex Jones is an extremist because his views sound radical to them. So it's okay if they censor Alex Jones. Well, what about Laura Loomer? She's a Jewish American activist. Well, she does a lot of political stunts, they would say. It's okay to ban Laura Loomer, they would say. Well, what about Louis Farrakhan? Well, he's an anti-Semite, they would say. So they're going to ban Louis Farrakhan. Well, the thing is, they can come up with a reason for anybody, including you. If you don't stand up for the right of Alex Jones to speak, or Paul Joseph Watson, or Milo Yiannopoulos, or any of these people, then you don't stand for free speech at all, and you are a danger to society. And that's the real emerging realization from all of this, is that just as Facebook says that these individuals are dangerous to society, turns out that Mark Zuckerberg is the most dangerous person of all, or Jack Dorsey, another danger to society. It's these tyrants who are the danger to society. It is their authoritarianism that's dangerous. And when you see these left-wing journalists come along and celebrate it, yay, we're silencing these dangerous voices. We're silencing hate speech. And when you see, I think Anna Navarro is her name, up there saying that she wants these people silenced. She wants their speech shut off. She wants them deplatformed, which is what she said on CNN recently. You need to realize you are watching tyrants. You are watching fascism rising. You are watching the echoes of the Third Reich. You are seeing human history repeating because these Democrats and leftists and so-called left-wing journalists, they are marching in the footsteps of the Nazi regime. The Nazi regime justified their mass Holocaust and the silencing of people and the gun confiscation of the populations. They justified that by saying, well, these people are not good for society. We're going to create a better society, they said. Adolf Hitler had a plan. He claimed there's going to be 1,000 years of the Hitler rule. I don't know what they called it. The German utopia or something. This is the way leftists talk today, that they want to create a utopian society, but first they have to silence and annihilate. And often they talk about committing violence and killing these people that are their political enemies. They talk about killing Trump. They talk about killing Alex Jones. They want to commit violence and call for mass executions of their enemies. In other words, the left cannot exist in a society anymore if that society allows for individual freedoms or liberties or the right to speak. And so you now have a left-wing, it's become mainstream liberalism in America today. That is a kind of disease upon mankind. It's beyond mental illness, and it has grown into a dangerous cancer on human civilization. And this cancer must be excised. This cancer must be removed. And if we don't stop this techno-fascism, and thankfully Donald Trump has already tweeted out that he is going to take some kind of action, and he's looking at options right now. But if this is not stopped, you will have no freedom remaining. You will not be able to live as free human beings in this society because every word that you are allowed to say will be scripted. You will be told who you must hate and who you can love, who you have to celebrate, applaud. Oh, it's a transgender weightlifter beating all the women's records for weightlifting. Applause. But you will be told you have to hate Louis Farrakhan and you have to hate Laura Loomer. And you have to hate Paul Joseph Watson. And that is here now. This is not some dystopian sci-fi movie. I'm not quoting Minority Report. This shit is here now. It's here, people. And I warned you about it. And I've been one of the canaries in the coal mine. They banned me first. They banned me even before they banned Alex Jones, by the way. I just wasn't as much media coverage of it. I've been warning you about this, you know, and now it's here. It is here. And this is why I am calling on President Trump to make good on what he's already promised, that it is time for President Trump to take decisive action. I mean aggressive action to halt these techno-fascists from carrying out their continued violation of human dignity, the right of freedom of expression, their election meddling, which is a racketeering criminal fraud being carried out in the United States. These techno-fascist corporations have become domestic enemies of America, and President Trump recognizes it, and he's going to take action. And we want President Trump to know that he has our support. We, the people, we will follow our commander-in-chief, and we will do what is legal and what is necessary to save our country from the rise of techno-fascism and the rise of the Fourth Reich of Zuckerberg, Hitler tyranny, and Jack Dorsey tyranny, because that's what it is. This is a police state system. This is a mass surveillance system. This is the weaponization of technology against living human beings. This is the enslavement of Americans. This is the crushing of a democracy, the crushing of the right to speak, the right to think, the right to read, the right to watch what you want to watch. This is so much worse than what Adolf Hitler ever even was able to pull off. He could burn books, but he couldn't force you to hate people that he wanted you to hate. But that's what Mark Zuckerberg is doing now. Mark Zuckerberg has taken the template of Adolf Hitler, and he has advanced it to a sickening, horrifying degree of tyranny and fascism that the history of the world has never seen before. And these techno tyrants, they do not deserve to be able to operate their corrupt, fraudulent businesses in any kind of a free society. They must be shut down. They must be arrested. They must be indicted by military police if necessary. Now, we are calling on President Trump to do this. We're not calling on any individuals. We don't want vigilante action. We don't want somebody to try to take revenge individually. This has to be done through the Trump administration. And Trump is going to take action according to what he has said. So let's just support Trump in this. Let's continue to expose the tyranny of what is happening now. Let's call for freedom of speech. And let's denounce these horrific violations of human dignity that are being carried out by Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, the people at Google, the people at YouTube, and everywhere else. Thank you for listening. Share this podcast. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com or brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative video website. Thank you for listening. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.